Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings. You are listening to Guiding Stars, Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is your host, Kristen Fontana, and I'm here with my co-host, Rose Marcus from Vancouver. Hey, Rose.
Hi, Kristen.
Great to be together again with all of you out there listening and tuning in to what's coming in the next month. Wow. It is the end of October 2024, and these are transformational times, and we're all at the edge of our seats, for sure, in the United States. You're on the outside looking in and feeling it, too, I'm sure. We have a lot to share about the next month, and, gosh, well, just say hello before I...
It feels a little bit relentless right now. We've just come out of a super full moon, and we're on our way to a Mars-Pluto opposition, which takes place just before the election. And that intensity dial-up just keeps going, right? So there isn't any let-up right now, folks. Take a breath. Find a moment to regroup and carry on.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, it's going to be important to find spaces that allow for that, like leaving your phone in the house and going for a hike.
Oh,
that is the best thing in the world for me, I have to say. The laptop, the phone stays. I can be gone long enough. I mean, I can't imagine that there's an emergency that great, right? And that's really important. It's hard to kind of leave the phone be and go elsewhere. But I mean, it is a miraculous thing, I think, when we can really just remove ourselves from the static and the excess of energy and content that's swirling around right now. So one thing that we want to remind you all of is that Pluto has been moving through Aquarius for Capricorn for many, many years. And I don't know the exact, is it 14, 15 years?
The 19th?
On the 19th is when it moves into Aquarius, but it's Pluto has been in Capricorn for, oh gosh, at least since like 2010 or something.
2008. It was actually when Obama got elected, is when Pluto moved into Capricorn. So that is a fairly lengthy transit, and we're now going to have Pluto in Aquarius till 2044. Right. So that's amazing. Last time, and I wrote a very long article on Pluto and Aquarius, which is on my website, rosemarcus.com, if you want to read that. Last time Pluto was in Aquarius was the French Revolution, USA Declaration of Independence was written. It was the height of the Industrial Revolution. Suffragist movement, so much more was going on at that point in time. And everything, everywhere, all at once is what we see going on in the planet. I know that Kristen, you and most of the listeners, especially those in the States, are really concentrating on U.S. politics. But, I'll tell you, in Canada, it's going crazy here. And then we have Kim Jong over there and what's going on with Putin and what's going on with the Middle East and the Israeli and on and on and on. So it's like everywhere on the planet there is so much happening. And, of course, quite recently we had Helene and Milton, my heart just goes out to everyone that has suffered through such incredible devastation. We had an atmospheric river here and it wiped out, a couple of homes and, some farmland and, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. Everywhere.
So it's storms and wars and politics and somehow We all decided to be on the planet at this time together.
So, right.
We got to figure out a way to work through the rubble of this energy. And so Mars right now is in the sign of Cancer, which it's always a little tender there. Mars does not like to be in the sign of Cancer at all. It's the most vulnerable place I think you could probably put Mars. We all are all experiencing this transit, and it's moving into its to an opposition with Pluto before entering the sign of Leo on November 3rd. And so this is what I was just writing about a couple of days ago, too, Rose. I'm sure you were writing about this, but it does feel like a Wild Wild West episode, you know, the standoff between two people. And it can be whatever two things are in opposition in your life, whatever you are battling. If you're battling a health thing, if you're battling something in a relationship, if you're battling with your boss, if you're stressed out about the election, if you're stressed out about the wars, and who isn't, even if for those of us are not in it, just feeling it, and it's a lot. And so, but the thing about Mars in an opposition to Pluto, it's like, okay, there's so much energy here. I want to harness this energy and find a way to remove the block or to remove the theme that keeps repeating itself. And that's the benefit of an opposition, is to literally remove the thing that historically has been in the way. It could be a mindset. It could just be a dynamic with you and someone else that just keeps repeating. What is it going to take to change the theme? And there are other things happening as well that I feel like or will offset some of this intensity that I want to talk about and share with you and others, Rose. I know you're well aware of what's also forming in a very beautiful way, but what else do you have to say about this opposition?
Well, and, you know, let me say that Mars by transit is a two-year transit around the zodiacal wheel. And so this is the halfway point of a two-year cycle of confronting of something, you know, Mars and Pluto. You know, this is soul and personal will in conflict, right? You know, and at this opposition. Opposition is an illumination archetype. It brings things to its fullest light. It illuminates so that we can see. And this is that push-pull. It is a conflict, as you just aptly said there. You know, we're all facing something. We're all confronting something. We're in battle with ourselves. You know, this is a whole conflict there. And, you know, Mars in Cancer, as you just said, is not well-placed. You know, Cancer is an archetype of self-preservation. And it's an archetype of falling back on, you know, old habits, old behaviors, and so on. What we're seeing with this dynamic here is that that past way of self-preservation, you know, a past evaluation on what is going to give you the security, what's going to give you the safety valve that you are looking for, it's not working anymore, right? It's not working anymore. And this is that coming into an awareness of exactly that. With the opposition to Pluto, I have to take control in some kind of different way. You know, I have to shift the way I am trying to get a better handle on this. And this is exactly what this transit is doing, is bringing it up to kind of a peak point. This is what an opposition is. I always call this when things are getting exact, they're coming to a saturation point. Now, I have to say with the Mars-Pluto opposition we have November 2nd November 3rd as the first of three alignments. And this is the only alignment we have, January 2nd and April 29th. The first alignment takes place with Mars in Cancer and Pluto in Capricorn. The next one, Mars will be retrograde in Leo and Uranus will be in Pluto will be in Aquarius. And the last one, both planets are direct across the Leo Aquarius. So each one is a bit different. But, this is a very significant point. It's the reason why I just said a few moments ago the intensity dial continues. There's no let up on facing this conflict, facing this challenge. It's a head-on thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a perfect word, battle. We're all battling something, and there's personal will versus the soul's will or higher will. And so the soul does speak to us through our instinct. That's how we know what our soul wants. When we start to think about what it is that's rising up, the mind might get involved, and then there's fear, maybe resistance. And so it is about aligning personal will with higher will, or what we can call soul's will. What is it that your soul is wanting to do? And nobody likes to feel insecure. So if the choices that we're making involve a new move, a new direction, inherently we're all going to feel insecure. That is coupled with anything new, because we don't know where it's headed. We don't have anything to pull from. So the opposition can force the move upon us. And if we're not honoring higher will or soul will, then something can feel to be happening to us. That's when we attract something that feels extra painful or surprising. And it can feel like something's targeting us or coming at us. It could be the boss that, you know, finally says, okay, bye-bye, when maybe months ago it was up to us to go months ago, right? So it's about paying attention to what our soul is telling us right now. No matter how hard something might feel or scary it might be, and even if it's just a conversation that you need to have with somebody, right? The fear of things are often much worse than the actual reality. So just, I would say with Mars, it's so important to just make a move.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, correct. You know, the fear is greater than the reality. It's before the exact opposition, before that November 3rd, you keep seeing the wall, you keep seeing the block. You know, past November 3rd, the wall comes down, the limit is surpassed. You know, that's a natural point, however that happens, whether that is something that blows up or whether you yourself go, okay, enough is enough, I'm going to make this other move here, right? One way or another. Generally, you know, with an opposition, it's something external that is going to trigger. So it may be exactly that item that takes place that shifts everything, that forces you to move forward or gives you opportunity to move forward. I would rather say opportunity. I'd rather see that in. I've been in dilemma. I can't figure it out. And that's exactly it. You know, you get in this back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, which is certainly what the Cancer Capricorn thing is doing, that resistance. You know, I'm almost there. No, I can't. I'm almost there. No, I can't. And finally, you just give it up and say, well, damn it, I think I will put hand on doorknob.
Exactly. But, you know, it's so fascinating because right before this exact opposition, and we are going to be feeling it between now and Sunday, November 3rd, we will all be feeling like this waxing energy, this expanding energy and intensifying. And you could have nothing going on in your life but feeling it because of politics, because of the wars, because of the hurricanes, whatever it might be. You're going to be feeling it because of what's happening outside of you anyway. Even if there's nothing personal happening, you're going to be feeling it if you're a sensitive soul. But 2 days prior to that, we have a new moon in Scorpio. And Scorpio is ruled by the planet Pluto. And what I love so much, because you got to track me with this, people, because Pluto rules the new moon in Scorpio. On that new moon, which is a new beginning, a door opening, an opportunity, Saturn, which rules Pluto and Capricorn right now, is trining this new moon. That is a one leg of a triangle. It's a very supportive angle to the sun and the moon. So there's stabilizing energy. There's supportive energy. So it says, okay, you've been resisting this move, but now I'm going to let you know that you do have the energetic backing. You know, the universe has your back. You know, a certain prayer has been answered, whatever it might be, it's time to make a move, it's time to go, or something inside your soul is shifting now. And I do feel like there's an incredible amount of support on that day, because within it all, there Mars, which is creating this opposition with Pluto, is forming a grand trine with Mercury in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces. And that's occurring as early as a day or two before the new moon. For sure on Halloween that's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. The new moon is actually the 1st of November. It takes place on Pacific time, just before 6 a.m. And, you know, that new moon is also, for astrology students out there, quintile Neptune. And I always love the quintiles because they are like a switch track. You know, they're so opportune in terms of picking you up here and putting you over there. And on the second, we have that Mercury-Mars trine, and we also have Mercury moving into Sagittarius. And this is just before the Mars-Pluto on the third. So, you know, just, you know, that's that build-up. Oh, I feel that energy shift. And providing that Mercury-Mars in trine, providing enough momentum, and the Mercury in Sag as well, too, of intuition coming in, instincts coming in, Mars, to say, okay, now I can do it, right? Mm-hmm. Now I can go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's going to be very interesting. And just after the third, too, on the fourth, the sun is trine Saturn. Which is again supporting the new moon. There's also trine Saturn. So we've got from the first to the fourth of a pocket of energy there just before the fifth. Now, I have to say that Mars-Pluto opposition can be quite volatile as well, too, and considering that there's a little bit of crazy going on prior to the election, might suggest that, you know, to put yourself into safe environmental conditions as well, too.
I mean, I think about all these people working the polls, which concerns me for them, and bless their hearts for doing that. So, you know, I think we're going to see a little bit of everything, but I'm also very happy to see some of these other energies that are supporting movement and the right way forward. When I say that, I just mean that there's productive energy.
Yeah, mitigating.
Yeah, mitigating.
Great. Yeah.
So I want to say, too, that when we look at this, the new moon in Scorpio on Friday, the 1st of November, Scorpio is all about those deeper dives. It's about, what does your soul want now? Nobody wants to repeat the past. Nobody wants to feel like they're marking time. We all want to be very much in the moment and making the most of our journey here. So at a new moon, it's always an opportunity to start anew, to inspire yourself forward. We make wishes. We set intentions. We have rituals, all sorts of things that we do on the new moon. And it's meant to be an elevating and uplifting time to come out of something that you feel has been holding you back. So ask yourself this question, you know, what does my soul need to do right now to evolve? Like, what represents your soul's evolution? What choices, what changes for you will represent your growth, your evolution, or contribution? What can you do personally during, and just making that commitment, I feel, on that new moon will shift the energy enough for you to really maximize the opposition and to feel proud of yourself on the other side of doing something for your growth, you know, something that you feel proud of. And it may require a risk. That's the Mars opposition. You will likely be required to or need to access some added courage and bravery. And it could just be an emotion that you need to get a hold of in order to access that bravery and to change the story for yourself.
I'll just say that the naturalness of the Scorpio new moon is referencing from a deeper level instinctually, you know, where, you know, just on the course of a normal day, we're so distracted by everything that's right in front of us, right? You know, the immediacy of the moment. But this new moon in Scorpio, the reference is you're already reading from a deeper level within yourself. And so that's good motivation right there.
Well, yeah, I mean, right. And you're pulling from deeper places within yourself. So it's important to pay attention to what your soul and your spirit are telling you.
Yeah, the attention is not on the surface, it's on the deeper level.
Exactly.
Right? Right, exactly. We have to go to a break.
All right. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com. Fontana.com.
Okay, okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't go into a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all. At a price you can afford, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
I was just realizing something. Mars is moving slower than it usually does, right? Because it's in the pre-shadow period before the retrograde, which occurs mm-hmm. December 6th. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, it's at 27 degrees on Sunday, like a week before the exact opposition, and Pluto's at 29. That's only 2 degrees. For all intents and purposes, that is an exact opposition. I mean, we don't split hairs when we're looking at Mars-Pluto oppositions being within 2 degrees. So we talk about it being on the 3rd, but I'm telling you, you're going to be feeling it all, you know, for 9-10 days. On Sunday night, I want to back up and say this, that Venus, which is the planet of love and justice and fairness and beauty and all the things that we enjoy on Earth, balance, harmony. We always like to know where Venus is. Sometimes it does grace us with, I don't know, some relief. But when it's in stress, it can be challenging too. And Venus is the ruler of the transiting South Node in Libra right now, right? Our past, our relationship past. And it's in Sagittarius, which it really loves to be in Sagittarius. It's a wonderful place for Venus, for us to find outlets that feel good, that make us laugh, that whether it's in nature or something that makes us laugh. A client of mine recently had me in stitches about something. I could not stop laughing. I was laughing so hard. I thought I was crying. I was laughing so hard. My stomach hurt. I was laughing so hard. And I told her I should be paying her for the reading because I couldn't believe how much it felt good to laugh like that. But, you know, we were laughing at things that, you know, were just life things that, and we all need to put things in perspective and not take everything so seriously, because everything is temporary. Pain is temporary. Suffering is temporary. Love and joy, it's all temporary. So allow yourself to laugh. Allow yourself to find the beauty in things. And so Venus, though, in Sag, as the ruler of your south node, your past, will be moving into a square to Saturn on Sunday night, Monday, 27th, 28th of October, coming back into this period before we hit November hard again. But it looks like a little bit of a hurdle Sunday night. Sometimes most people, if they're working 9 to 5, a 40-hour week Sunday night, they get the Sunday blues, right? I know I used to when I was in corporate America. But anyway, so it can be because Saturn rules Pluto in Capricorn and we're reaching the very end of Pluto's tour through Capricorn, it can be a time when fears get stoked or you can feel sort of heavy about something. Maybe you're limited, feeling limited by something, whether it's your own body or a situation. Maybe you're not feeling like you have control over something or someone in a certain situation. Maybe you're waiting on timing in that regard. But Venus moves pretty quickly, so there's just a little bit of a hurdle I wanted to mention there. Rose, do you have anything to say about that one?
Well, you know, that's the day, November 2nd, 3rd is when we change our clocks. So, you know, it's that fall backwards, and I think when the clocks set back, we have a couple of days. It's usually the day after when everybody is very lethargic, right, and moving quite slowly. There's something about that. It's so strange that it happens, but I felt that myself. So if you're feeling a little bit slower going, although, you know, we have this Mars-Pluto opposition, and also on that day we have Venus and Jupiter in opposition as well, too. So I just think that the stars are really stacked on the 3rd there. It's quite interesting.
This is a week earlier. That's this coming Sunday night. Yeah, Monday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm a week ahead.
I think I made my point with it, though, because what happens with the opposition, it really does bring everything up. Like, what do I need to be in better balance? And one of my favorite teachings within evolutionary astrology is that when we look at Saturn as an archetype of depression, Jeffrey used to talk about, consider it being an energy of reflection, a forced reflection. And when we feel weighted down by something or really uncomfortable and unhappy, frankly, it forces the soul to ask itself, you know, what do I need to change to feel better? What do I need to do to be back in balance? You know, even my daughter was sending me a message and walking, you know, through Brooklyn with her phone talking to me about something, and I could hear her huffing and puffing, and she's like, yeah, I haven't been getting out as much and walking. I really need to do that. I could tell, like, her whole energy had shifted. It can be as simple as, you know, getting out when the sun is shining, especially to move your body and move the energy, do something for yourself to feel back in balance. And I could feel how much her spirit had been lifted just simply by moving. It was wonderful. And so, Rose, then as we move back into the weekend at the beginning of November, that Mars-Pluto opposition, you were also mentioning that Jupiter and Venus are opposing each other. Now, so this whole next 10 days is just going to be a period that we're all navigating to try and move the energy within us, to control what we can, look at our life with lidless eyes, you know, impeccable honesty, look at it and really be clear about what we can do to clear a hurdle. So with Venus and Jupiter in opposition, and they are both the most benevolent planets we have in the solar system when they are operating at their height, how do you see that opposition on the 3rd, 4th, 10th?
Well, I see that as, of course, intuition kicking in. You know, I do see that Venus and Jupiter in opposition can be a very good transit. So this, it brings more opportunity. And actually, when I'm looking at this, despite the fact that Mars and Pluto are in opposition, which is a really significant transit here, there are these trines before and afterwards that have a suggestion of, you know, things falling into place. This is, I'm struggling. Oh, I just figured it out. Or, oh, it just came together for me. Right? And so, that's the beauty of astrology is being able to look ahead and go, oh, well, that looks like that could work out fine. So that gives me more confidence to say, okay, well, I'll trust the process then, right?
Yeah, you know, that's such a good point. I always talk to clients about, you know, let's look at how the energy is traveling. So you can have people with a lot of Virgo in their chart worried about the one thing that I said, and I'm telling something at the beginning is good, and on the after, you might just have to go through something in the middle. And we have sixth house energy, right, Rose? We know all about worry, worry, worry sometimes. Yes. But the key is this, like when you're observing the month ahead and you're seeing all this energy in place to help you rise to the occasion, and maybe you're seeing some real intense energy, and who isn't afraid of a hard square, a turn? If you've been there before, it's like, uh-oh, you're like, you know, not white-knuckling something. If you have to go talk to somebody you don't want to talk to again, or afraid of what they're going to say when you ask them something, whatever it might be. But knowing how the energy travels, as you said, there's trines before, trines after. Really lean into that energy, like just embody the trine, embody the flow, visualize how you want things to go. That is the power of that grand trine in water, to visualize its imagery. It's already setting the stage for how you want things to play out. There is so much power in that.
Please, you know, and you know, I want to say something else on that as well, too. If you're in a state of resistance and you are afraid that you are going to get more over here.
Yeah.
You know, the trines are going to deliver more over there. Right? You
know? That's a good point. Such a good point. Yes.
So, you know, if you don't want that more to take place on that one side in that direction, then disengage from it. Mm-hmm. Disengage from it. You don't have to have the answer. You don't have to know how to play it next, but you have to be willing to entertain a different possibility for yourself. And that's the point, to disengage from the fear base, to disengage from the, you know, from the fortune telling, as I always say, like, it's going to go this way. I know it's going to go this way, you know, and to just pull back and to reserve judgment and to just come back to center and to observe. If you can put yourself in observation mode well enough, you will be able to see the developing current and to be able to align with that energy.
I love it. A developing current. It is like a swell, like the wave expanding. It's developing. Something is emerging. And Jupiter is the planet of expansion and growth. You talked about the opposition to Venus. It's retrograde in Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury, the mind, right? What we do with our mind and our thoughts, it will exaggerate whatever we are thinking about. So if you find yourself in a fearful spin, immediately create a counter thought. Visualize, energize the opposite if it's not something that is serving you, your body, your soul, your heart. Like, really put the power in your hands. Put the power and your ability to change the current, right, that you were talking about. The
development.
Absolutely. Love that. So good.
We are going to be back after the commercial break.
Okay.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of evolutionary astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Kristen Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green's School of Evolutionary Astrology, or it will assist you in answering and your clients answering big questions. Why am I here? Thanks for listening. God bless.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit spafinders.com. At spafinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on spafinders.com right on our homepage. Ah. I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
We are back, and we've spent a lot of time just on a handful of days, but that 10 days we've spent a lot of time on. But just know that whatever is happening right now and within the next 10 days, depending on when you're tuning into this show, it is setting you up for many months to come. It feels very big. It feels important. And one thing that we wanted to mention as well, on Sunday, November 3rd, when Mars and Pluto are opposing each other, that night, Mars will then venture into Leo. And we've talked about this before. Mars will be going retrograde on December 6th and will come back into Cancer again in January. But we're going to have Mars and Leo for a little while. And frankly, I like Mars and Leo for all of us. What do you think?
Yeah, so because of the retrograde, Mars is going to be in Leo until June 17.
But it's going to leave Leo in January.
Yes, and that will be the 6th or 7th of January. It's going to back into Cancer. It will end retrograde on the 24th of February at 17 degrees of Cancer, and it will be back to Leo by April 19, and will leave Leo June 17. So that's an awfully long time for this Mars transit. It won't be until the beginning of May when Mars will be out of shadow, out of the degree that it turned retrograde in December.
Right, so just everybody think back into early October. What are the themes that have been brewing and on board? And so from early October until early May, that is the window of time that is pre-shadow, retrograde, post-shadow, that you are working through Mars topics. Like, what do I want? How do I direct my life? What are the steps that reflect my own evolution? Where am I getting triggered still? What do I need to work on emotionally? In my relationships, within my own soul, what do I need to heal? What do I need to release? How can I free myself from some of this? That is Mars as well. Mars wants freedom, full freedom. We all want freedom of expression, freedom of connection, freedom within our own beliefs, etc. So these are some big themes for all of us.
And I think also, too, how secure do I feel in my own creative process, and how secure do I feel in my own sense of deserving?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I want? But how do I feel about what I want? Do I actually deserve it? Because, you know, there's this antithetical thing that goes on deep within us about, I don't really deserve all of this. It can't really, you know, I can't really get there because, you know, whatever those things may be. And it is really during Scorpio energy, you know, new moon in Scorpio and so on, to root out those knots.
Oh my goodness. You, Your way with words sometimes. This is so to root out Scorpio and as a ruler, Pluto, it is the ruler of the root chakra, right? The center of the root. Mm-hmm. To root out. And so how do you get down to the root of who you are, your essence, your natural expression? What do you have to unwrap and untie? And yeah, those knots, untie those knots. Unwrap yourself. What you need to do to get there. And stripping down those layers, oh, it's like, you know, we can feel vulnerable getting there because there's all sorts of things we've all done to protect ourselves in the process. Fear of judgment might be part of it. What will people say if I do this or make that choice? And, you know, all of us, you know, have that fear at times because whatever we've erected to support ourselves, the structures, the superstructures have to come down in some cases. So, yeah, this will be a process. Nothing happens overnight. But Mars entering Leo will definitely tell you what makes your heart beat, what makes your passions roar. You know, what sets your soul on fire? I mean, Mars and Leo can do that. What am I feeling in my heart so passionate about that I can't live without? That I can't imagine myself not doing, because Leo is all about a special sense of destiny. And when Mars enters Leo, we can all feel like, gosh, I do feel I have something special to do here. We all do. We all have a fifth house. We all have Leo somewhere. If you have a bunch of stuff in Leo, believe me, you know what I'm talking about. You have it. So it's an opportunity for all of us to do what our soul has intended to do, not to hesitate. By the way, by mid-November, Mars and Leo will be trining the transiting North Node in Aries. Highlight that in your calendars, people. It's an excellent time to take those leaps and risks, and you will feel probably more courage to do that. So I know there's stuff going on between now and then, Rose.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's exactly it, because that Mars in Cancer is wrestling, right? You know, and Mars in Leo, both of those transits in the retrograde and all and on, it's about self-care and it's about putting me first. And, you know, that's very hard for us to do, you know, when we're on that kind of automatic pilot and when we're attached to our security needs of, you know, I have to perpetuate this. I have to keep this going because if I don't, you know, I'm going to falter here. I won't be as secure as I am right now, even though I'm perpetuating something that is not fulfilling, right? You know, so that's like, you know, I think about this in terms of the politics as well, too, and those who have been supporting the agenda, even though they don't believe in it, but they're afraid to make the change because the change might see the breakdown of the system. And where would I stand if that happened, right? What would that do to me personally if that happened? But I think throughout this whole process of the Mars turning retrograde, starting in retrograde in Leo and backing up into Cancer, is going to get to that point of where you're going to say, yeah, me first. This is what I want. This is what's going to work best for me. This is what's going to make me feel more whole and more secure as I move forward from here. It's going to take time to work that out. But, you know, we're coming up to a full moon on the 15th of November. It's a full moon in Taurus Scorpio, and it's a really interesting date because Saturn ends retrograde on that date as well, too. But Venus, which has moved in the sign of Capricorn as of the 11th of November, is squaring the nodal axis. And whenever we see planets in square to the nodal axis, the south nodes in Libra and the north nodes in Aries, and then we look at the rulers of those nodes as being a key and feature. And so we have this dance between Venus and Mars. So we have the Venus principle is on this needing to do, you know, kind of a breakthrough with itself, needing to reconcile with that, how I show up in relationship and how I show up for myself. And Mars, the ruler of the North Node, as you just mentioned, is in this lovely trine, right? You know, so the conflict that you may be feeling in your whole evaluation process and whatever it is that you are feeling, however you are confronting all those dynamics, the lovely angle that we see with Mars in Leo, you know, that's giving that, yeah, this is going to be what I want, what's going to make me feel good, what's going to make me happy, what's going to make me shine. And I think that those two together, you know, this month ahead is really advancing the relationship dynamics. And thinking back to clients who are struggling with trying to get out of relationships or struggling with whatever they're doing in relationship and how long that's been perpetuated, right? And how long it's been going on, intellectually knowing better, emotionally not being able to do it, right? And now we have the rulers of the nodes nicely supported to the to their relationship to the nodes, plus the other things that are going, the new moon, the full moon, and so on, to be catalysts for finally moving out of that dilemma piece into some movement. And it all it takes is one step to get going on the path to everything.
Wow, I was just noticing that's on Friday the 15th. When Venus is squaring the nodes, Uranus and the moon will be trining Pluto on that day. Well, the full moon is that day as well. So at the full moon, we do have Uranus trining Pluto. So we can feel frozen at that square, like, oh, my gosh, I feel like my feet are stuck in concrete. There's a great expression. The longer you stand in wet cement, the harder it is to get out. So you don't want to freeze or you will be stuck there. But there's plenty of energy. And also, just on the other side of the full moon, Mars will then move into an exact square to the north. I'm sorry, an exact trine to the north node. That on the 16th, on the 17th, on the 18th, it's mobilizing, it's inspiring, it's motivating. And I really do feel like once you get over that full moon and you really get in touch with what it is that you want, maybe it's a creative endeavor, a passion that you want to fulfill, whatever it might be, you might need to be working on it while Mars is retrograde and being emotionally ready for it when Mars comes back into Leo next end of April and out of the shadow early May. But it's a time to really focus on the direction, not the speed of something, more than anything. So.
Oh, I love that. We have to go to break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding jeans that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Jeans has done extensive research, and they have jeans that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Take one step towards spirit. Spirit will take 1,000 steps toward you. Come explore the world of evolutionary astrology with Rose Marcus. Rose Marcus is well known for her heartfelt passion, sensitive counseling skills, and dedication to helping others. You can now study evolutionary astrology from the comfort of your own home through live teleconference classes with Rose. To register for the next evolutionary astrology school, to read your in-depth monthly horoscope, or to book a private astrology with Rose Marcus, please visit her website, www.rosemarcus.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite Luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey, a pleasant one. with Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Yeah, so on the 16th, the sun is opposing Uranus. So the full moon is conjunct Uranus, and the next day the sun's opposing. And then when we get to the 18th, we have this lovely sun-Neptune trine. So we're on the move along after that full moon. And then on the 19th, of course, Pluto moves into Aquarius for good. We've had it back and forth over these past 2 years, but just marginally into the sign of Aquarius. Now we get the goods out of that. But, Kristen, you wanted to add more to what you said earlier.
I'm excited about this. You know, because Mars is not moving as at the same fast clip that it normally does because it is approaching a retrograde, we get an extended trine to the North Node, and the North Node being in Aries, ruled by that Mars. So it's not just a few days. I was talking 16th, 17th November. I just looked. I mean, it's all the way until November
27th.
Yay. Like 12 days. Plus, there's a grand trine between the Sun, the North Node, and Mars in Leo on the 27th. Is that right before Thanksgiving here? But honestly, like all the days, there's so much fire, there's passion, there's purpose, there's intention, there's energy. Even with Mars slowing down, it becomes more concentrated. It's almost like there's this focusing energy, like a harnessing it or a descendo, because you're tailoring, you're targeting, you're honing in, you're really not allowing the distractions to be involved. And you're purposeful at that time. So on the other side of the full moon, when you might feel all emotional about something, you can really harness that energy from 16th, 17th for 10 days. I love that. So we all need something to look forward to. We all want to see how this energy is traveling. While we have this beautiful grand trine in water approaching to help us tap into invisible spaces, to really pray more, meditate more, tap into our spirit guides, whatever it is that you do to feel supported. I love the feeling of fire that comes when I see Mars entering Leo, because it's more tangible energy. When things are in water, it's hard to know where things are going to go. I mean, it can be ethereal, it can be spiritual, but when things come into fire, we can really feel more confident about the direction of our lives. We can feel like we have more ability to direct the tides, or direct our life, to direct our steps, and to manifest more with our own energy. And that's important, to feel like we can really partner with it in a way that feels more tangible or just immediate, I think is the most, or the best way to say that.
Yeah, excellent. And, you know, from that full moon over the following week, everything's on the increase. So there's more, you know, there's more opportunity, there's more, you know, and more people are on the go. Of course, that is getting close to the holidays, and of course, retail is going to be going crazy with holiday, you know, marketing and so forth. So we'll see all that increase, lots more travelers and so forth. We're just getting towards the end of our show. And, of course, on the 21st, Sun moves into Sagittarius. And we do have to mention that Mercury turns retrograde on the 25th of November, right? You know, so we're coming up to it. So use that week, you know, just after the week after the full moon, because by the 25th, Mercury turns retrograde in Sagittarius. It will be retrograde until January 8th. In Sagittarius until January 8th. It will go direct on the 15th of December. So, put it into gear beforehand. The retrograde, you know, it's always a day to kind of take a little bit of a back, you know, to stop and pause a little bit before the go again here. But Mercury in Sagittarius, it's about tuning in. It's about following intuition, following instincts, about asking yourself, what the truth of the matter is here for you personally, right? What do you say about that, Kristen, in terms of...
So good. Yeah. I think about both Mars and Mercury being retrograde in December, both in fire signs. I think the focus will be more internal and less trivial, less material. What is the truth for me? What's that price of pay? What is it worth? I mean, there is no price when it comes to living our truth. It is priceless to be able to do that. And we can focus our energy on the things that are more timeless
and meaningful.
Meaningful, yes. And so I do love the fact that they're both going to be retrograde and fire signs early on. And anytime we have Mercury in Sagittarius, we can feel more uplifted, more hopeful, more optimistic. And that is something I'm definitely looking forward to.
And I think it is also kind of turning your attention away from, you know, all of the distractions out there and putting more attention to personal and private life matters.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we've come to the end of our time. Do you have any closing?
I do have one. I'm going to bring it back to now since we're talking about all this fire, this fun, this positivity, travel, connection. All the things that the passions, the purpose, that's all going to be happening very soon, if not already. But right now with Mars in Cancer, a lot's weighing on many of us. There's a lot going on in the world. So I want to close with this quote by Rumi. He says, "Be silent. Only the hands of God can remove the burdens of your heart." So tune in and turn in whoever you pray to, whatever you feel allows you to access a sense of peace through meditation, whether it's nature being your church or whatever it might be. If there's anything weighing on you right now, just put your requests on the altar of your own inner meditation, and may it be lifted through this grand water trine. And focus your intentions and your mind on positive things, on imagery, on the things that you want to see happen, that, not on your fears, but on your hopes. So we wish that for all of you, and we look forward to returning to you in a month. And together, Rose, with you, I look forward to that. Until next time, namaste.